Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome back to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that sincerely. I really appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And you know what? You need to be part of the conversation. So, I've looked for this story in a couple of places. And I've not been able to find it laid out exactly the same way. But I have read stories similar to it. I'm kind of trying to lay out something here. You know, we've been playing around with genetic research for years. Cloning and so forth. And, you know, I guess I'm not thinking clone a third liver in somebody. I mean, third kidney, whatever. I've not done enough research on this end of it to decide whether I really am totally against maybe cloning organs. But I am against cloning people. And it looks like the scientists are proposing to create humans outside the womb, grow them to about 40 days, study them, and then kill them, in essence. You know, science has progressed to the point where they really can, they you know, you talk about in vitro fertilization and so many other things that they do when it comes to this. Now, you know, and science doesn't, it's kind of hard to stop a scientist. They catch on to something, they're moving forward, they're making things happen. And way back when they were doing this work to grow organs for transplants, there were a bunch of scientists that decided that they could create, you know, human beings from embryos outside the womb. They could then harvest, if you would, or test their heart and organs, see how they form, experiment with them, and then simply dispose of the fetuses. Now, some of these scientists consider it breakthrough with some of the stuff they've already done with fetuses from abortions. But I want you, you know, some of you, well, Joe, what if it helps cure cancer? What if it helps? Great. Can you guarantee me that's what it's going to do in a relatively short period of time? How many of these little lives do you need to lose? Right, they're talking about letting it grow to 40 days. We say what it is, 5-6 weeks? Heartbeat starts at 3? That way there they can study its heart. Well, it has a heart then. And other organs. I don't know how far along that goes. Right? Now, they're blaming this mostly on a small group of Israeli scientists. I can't tell you whether that's true or not, because I'm reading it's a group of scientists from other stories. Now, these scientists are trying to say that this will allow them to understand the reaction of the embryo to certain external stimuli, changes around them. Right? I mean, there's talking about this. Yes, I'm being a little gross here. Like, it's like cutting legs off an animal to see how the animal's going to react. Where does it stop? Genetic research, for me, has always scared me because it's almost like playing God. If they're looking into some of these things to figure out how to fix a bad DNA strand or something along those lines, to get to grow another kidney, to grow a heart, a lung, whatever. And that's one thing. But when you're talking about allowing a human to develop along a certain line for X amount of days and then killing it, because that's what you're doing, right? Come on, think about it. That's a whole different animal. One doctor admitted that they used the blood serum from the human umbilical cord. It indicates that genetic study is already using aborted fetuses for their research. So again, these parts and pieces are coming from somewhere. If Planned Parenthood and places like that aren't supposed to be selling parts and pieces, then how do you explain how they get the blood from an umbilical cord? How do you explain they got the umbilical cord to begin with? Right? So, this is what happened when we started talking about stem cell research, how many more people it was going to help. I'm not telling you we shouldn't do any research. Don't get me wrong. But somebody has to think about the research that's being done and where does it stop? How deep can it go? That's all. Just putting it out there for you guys to think about. You know, one of my pet peeves. And again, I have teachers in my district. I have teachers in my life. Great people. Wonderful people. But not all teachers are great and wonderful people. Not all cops are great and wonderful people. Not all firemen are great and wonderful people. So, California Teachers Association is really in opposition to charter schools. Because the very principles that have made so many charters successful are diametrically opposed to the ideas put out there by the unions. I want to hit on this because if it's, you know, you see what's happened now in education, if this is truly about education, then we should allow parental choice in education. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
Back. Coming to your house, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always, and I mean that sincerely, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. You know, really head up to the website. You get a lot of information there, right? You'll get a clue to what's going on, and you can help me figure out what's going on. All right. I've been, you know, the education thing for me is a big deal. And when I ran for office originally, for a school board member, the career tech ed was a big thing for me. And the way education works is very hard. You know, I mean, carpenters, plumbers, electricians, anything along those lines now are tough to do. And because you don't get the training you used to get in high school when we were kids. So I was pushing for that, or have been, and actually we're making great strides. Now, the public schools, the regular kind of public schools, have a hard time doing this. There's too many restrictions on them. Too many, well, not just union restrictions, but too many restrictions in education code. Charter schools are a little different, though. They can operate a little differently. And they do, and they're much more innovative. Now, not just in California, but in other places, charter schools are now presented with a problem. The problem is that the teachers' unions and others are pushing against opening up new charters or even allowing new charters to exist to begin with. You know, technically, a charter school is a public school. It's allowed a little bit more latitude. And you guys have heard me tell stories in the past where charter schools in major cities especially do so well. There was a charter school, I won't give you the name of the company that ran it because I don't think it's the right thing to do, in Los Angeles. And one of the schools was failing. And the easiest way to say this, look, they had a 70% dropout rate. Kids didn't feel safe there. The teachers were kind of, they were there to keep the kids, safe or in a place during the day where they might be safe. And the parents got tired of it and finally took over the school. They brought in a charter school company. Charter school company, first thing they did was interview all the teachers. Basically, what they did was any teacher who said, I'm just trying to get these kids through school, was gone. And they brought in new teachers. And, oh, my God, they brought in uniforms. They opened the school up earlier in the morning so the kids could show up earlier. They kept it open later in the afternoon for parents that were working. The kids could be there. They could get their homework done. They could get some food. And within a relatively short period of time, they turned it around. They flipped it to almost an 80% graduation rate and a 20% failure rate. And when the kids were interviewed, they felt like the teachers cared. They felt like they were safe. You know what I'm saying? They got food. They weren't sitting in school hungry because they hadn't eaten. They had books that weren't missing pages. The whole different atmosphere for them. These were in the rich part of the city. These were in the socioeconomically challenged areas. So, if the teachers care, or if the union, I'll say, not the teachers, I'll say, if the union cares, they would look at how the charter school operates and other schools are operating and why they're succeeding, why they're doing well, and apply some of those. But the problem is that the Dems or the hardcore liberals are so prideful they could never admit when they were wrong. They could never admit that they were doing something wrong. Right? Anyway, one little girl writes that when she was a fifth grader, her parents presented her with a question that didn't seem, well, all that big of a deal at the time. She didn't realize it was going to alter her life forever. They said a new school opened up in her area that was project-based. Hands-on, innovative. She said, I had been admitted to the new school and had to choose between sticking with my friends and going to my district's middle school. Or maybe trying something different. Now, while I'd like to think I chose the latter, got a self-reflection and an aversion to the status quo, I think the decision was more about promise of having less homework and more field trips. Now, look, I'm not against homework, but I agree. Sometimes, from what I see, the kids get way too much homework. Get out there. Put your hands on something. Do something. Well, over a decade later, she said, I credit that decision with so much of my success. I went to college in my early professional career. The school I chose to attend was newly opened. The campus was a high-tech charter school network. The same network that is considering unionizing under the California Teachers Association. They better be careful. And they're being pressured to do so. These schools, they were one of the few groups that succeeded during distance learning. I mean, that simple. She said, when I was a fresh-eyed middle schooler, I didn't fully grasp how unique my experience was. I was learning from teachers who didn't teach like anybody else. In a school environment, there was nothing like I'd been in before. High Tech High has grown to be one of the largest charter networks in the country. Project-based, it's pioneered many, many kind of programs that have been copied across the country. Now, for all the good that High Tech High has done for me and so many other students, I worry that it's all at risk now. Right? Because a group of teachers have stepped up and decided they want to unionize, which will put all kinds of handcuffs on them. It just does. It's not an opinion. It's a statement of fact. And I won't go through the detail, but, you know, I mean, seriously, when you look at the some of the arguments, some of the things that they asked for in those contracts, most of us in the private sector would be slamming our head against the wall going, you want what? She says, I empathize with the teachers at High Tech High and other local charters who want stronger employment protection. She said, I came from a family of educators. I've seen firsthand how dedicated most teachers, and they are, most teachers are dedicated to their students. They want them to be successful. They're willing to make changes. They're willing to get frustrated in making changes so the kids would do better. But once you start going down the road of unionizing, to what end? What does it do? How is it going to fix anything? Now, the union in California has been pushing Newsom to shut down charter schools. They claim they don't work, but they're wrong, and they're lying. Not a true statement. So the union put forth a measure to shut them all down. The governor put a moratorium on them. Why? Our kids are learning. They're doing well. They're surviving. They're not just surviving. They're really thriving in these schools. Why stop it? Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Time. Be back in a couple of minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House COVID Response Coordinator Andy Slavitt said the decision on Thursday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to ease mask mandates under certain conditions for people who are fully vaccinated has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with the science, the number of cases and deaths of COVID-19.
We've had a 30% drop in the last week or so.
Secondly, there is evidence that the vaccines work at preventing the spread now, which many people suspected, but they now have some good data on.
He said they didn't find out until late on Wednesday that the CDC was going to announce the change. Also, the TSA and CDC have come out with a joint statement. They want to remind those who are traveling by plane, bus, train, or any other type of public transportation that you're still required to wear a mask, even if you've been vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Feel the rhythm now. Sugar baby, you and me. All night, hold your hands and move it on. Sugar baby, together, you and me. Come on, baby.
We are back. You are listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I always tell you. You got to be part of the solution. Otherwise, you're part of the problem. As I like to say. All right, let's get to it. The I am a charter. I am a charter slash private slash whatever it takes to educate your kid kind of education guy. You parents know what your kids know, what your kids can do, what they can't do. If you're paying attention, if you're a parent, you know what your kids are capable of doing and not doing. You know when they're actually learning something or not learning something in school. So pay attention. There are choices. Now, somebody made a comment in the chat room that the charter schools don't teach critical race theory. And you are correct. Right now they don't. But in California, if they have their way, they're going to have to follow public school standards, basic public school standards for general education, which will include CRT. This is what I keep telling my California friends and friends in other states as well. When you go out and vote, you vote party line. This is what you're voting for. Think about how the country's being run as a whole. I always told you, look at California. That's how this country's going to be run, with total Democrat rule. And that's what's happening. And the California Teachers Association is working overtime to try to erase these charter schools. Why don't they want parents to have choice? Really? I don't get it. During the COVID-19 pandemic, many charter schools were well-equipped to handle the crisis because they've been offering distance learning for decades. I talked to other people about this. I said, look, we should be going to the charter schools and saying, my God, you've got this handled. You know what you're doing. Help us out here. They would have been more than happy to. I talked to some of the charter school owners to see if my district and other districts and how they were working with other school districts. They said they weren't because they didn't want to. So, where was the California Teachers Association in all this? Why didn't they reach out and say, we want our teachers to be successful. We want our kids to be taught properly. teach us, show us what you're doing. That simple. What did they do? No. They beat their brains out to make sure the charter schools couldn't take any more kids on. They beat their brains out with the governor to make sure that there was no way that school expansion was going to happen. When in reality, most of these kids that were not in school, that were distance learning, that were having trouble because the schools didn't have their handle on it yet, could have been in these charter schools. It's just amazing. California Teachers Association is vehemently in opposition to charter schools because the very principles that make these charter schools successful, you'll see that the California Teachers Union is against. Right? I mean, as a student at the High Tech High, she said, I benefited immensely from teachers who, on paper, had little experience in a classroom. But they arrived at school with a wealth of professional experience from their own careers. This has been my beef with education all along. If you're going to teach kids how to be a carpenter, I don't want a teacher teaching a kid how to be a carpenter. I want a carpenter teaching a kid how to be a carpenter. So in California, in order to do these kind of classes, that guy's been a carpenter, or that girl's been a carpenter for 40 years, who is a master carpenter, probably makes more money than any three teachers combined. Now he decides he wants to teach his trade to other kids. He can't, because he doesn't know how to teach. God forbid we don't teach him how to teach while he's doing the job. Really, think about it. Now, the sad part about it is that's not a true statement either. Because a lot of these carpenters, electricians, and plumbers, when they're working with apprentices, when they're working with younger people that want to take on the trade, what are they doing? Anybody? That's right, they're teaching. They're teaching you how to do the job. If there's other aspects of it that need taught, then a teacher's aide or a teacher that's proficient in that area could do it. The wealth of knowledge when it comes to career tech ed, the wealth of knowledge in certain areas that make these charter schools successful, the regular schools won't even talk about. In California, they have this thing called a block schedule for schools. Now, some of you know your kids. You already have, what are they in school? In a class, like 45 minutes, 44 minutes, something ridiculous like that. Now, I want you to think about it. By the time the class starts, and I've talked to teachers about this, and they take attendance, they answer questions, do what they're going to do in the front of the class, 8 to 10 minutes is gone. 8 to 10 of the 45. Now we're down to 35 minutes, right? So once they get everybody settled and in their seats, now they've got to teach the lesson or work with the lesson. They check and see if the kids did their homework from the night before. If they really understood what they were working from, they start answering questions for that. They get into the lesson. Then they ask kids about the question. By the time you get done for real, the kids have less than 20 minutes of class time. Actual class learning time. That's why they're given homework. Go home now and practice this to make sure you get it down. Just crazy in my mind. So they're floating around these things called block classes, which doubles the time. It makes it 90 minutes. So you still have the same time on the front end, same time on the back end, but you got all that time in the middle to teach. Because most teachers will tell me, once they get rolling, once they get cranking into the lesson, it's inevitable. The bell always rings. And it just breaks the momentum. And they can't end it the way they want to end it. Anyway, so again, when you hear about charter schools, private schools, whatever, you know, alternative schools, don't necessarily poo-poo them. And if you're a union guy, you know what, if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, I don't say all unions are bad. But when a union won't even listen, is this union to protect teachers against parents? Or is the union to protect teachers against rogue administrators? Right? When parents start moving out of an area because the schools aren't teaching what they want them to teach, or teaching far-out stuff like CRT, and all of a sudden they don't have enough money, they'll change the curriculum. If they think it'll bring kids back to school, they'll change the curriculum. Really that simple. You know, I told you earlier, right, about them bashing Trump. It's all they have. I mean, the man's not in the limelight anymore. They are struggling for stories, aren't they? But the Washington Post spent all week trashing Trump and his Abraham Accords. Now, they say that the Trump Abraham Accords made things worse in the Middle East. Isn't this funny? Weren't rockets going off all over the place? The negative stuff wasn't happening. They're suggesting that if Trump was still president today, this would have happened. It would never have happened. No. He would have blown it out of existence already. The Washington Post spent the entire week knocking the Abraham Accords that were struck under President Trump. They said that they were tensions. They helped mount it. They helped continue to rise the hatred towards Israel. In the final months of 2020, when the Trump administration broke an historic peace agreement between Israel and several Arab nations, it paved way for normal relations. Now, the nations have struck the deals with the Jewish state, including the UAE, Bahrain, Morocco, and Sudan. Now, while these accords had been regarded as one of Trump's greatest foreign policy achievements, the Washington Post doesn't quite see it that way. They're just so happy to trash it. So I'm a senior host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Really, I'll be back in a few minutes.
There's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food. What would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-JOE-855, 732-5563. Now look. Head up to the website, realside.com. Sign up for the email blast. That would be nice. Or you can sign up for text alerts, TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And it just, you know, alerts you the show's coming out. You can stop at any time you want to. So I was talking about, you know, I've already got a couple of emails. I am not bashing unions. Not all unions are bad. As a matter of fact, I think there's some industries and or stores that need a union because the bosses are so bad. All right, you still treat your people like human beings, and you don't need a union to do that. You really don't. Well, you shouldn't. How's that? That's even better. You know, so again, it's a matter of paying attention, making sure your kids go to the, you know, get the right training / education they need. Isn't that ultimately what we want for the kids anyway? Right? And good charter schools, just like good regular schools, good charter schools will teach your kids. They're not as encumbered as the regular schools are. They don't have as many kids per class. All right, so quick, and maybe not funny. let me finish this one, though. Because some of you don't even know what the Abrahamic Accords are. Right? And they were touted as one of Trump's greatest foreign policy issues. And that's what they want to do. The left really wants to. They think that Trump only went after Obama, and that was it. No, actually, if you really look at what he did, he went after Obama, Carter, Bush. He didn't care what the previous president was or who made the bonehead move. He called him out for it. Now, the writer says that last September, President Donald Trump was so happy. Now, with Trump gone and Netanyahu only barely clinging to power, regional politics may already be pivoting away from the Abraham Accords. Now, they're almost excited about it. They're almost excited about there's no peace there. That war could and probably will break out. Isn't that great of them? They were talking about, you know, the Emirates were going to be vacationing in Tel Aviv. No, they're going to live in peace. A lot of those families are tired of the war. They're tired of the fighting. The Iranians are the ones that are funding all this. Iranians are the ones that are really causing all this to happen. So, I don't know what we thought or what people thought the vacationing or what it was going to be like with the two of them coming together. After highlights, UAE and Bahrain expressed solidarity with the Palestinians. Thardor quoted, this is the writer, Vali Nasser of the International Studies School at Johns Hopkins University, who said that Israel's entire strategy with the Abraham Accords was based on the argument that the Palestinian issue was no longer relevant. Now, he's blaming Israel, saying thanks to a bunch of mistakes they made, it is now relevant. No, that was not actually ever put out there. The irrelevancy came that nobody gave them any credence anymore. Nobody gave them any power. Nobody was giving them any money. That's why they were irrelevant. And it would be the same today. You wouldn't see that happening right now if Trump was in office for two reasons. They wouldn't have saw nickel one. And if they saw nickel one and they started to use it for bombs instead of something else, you may find the Palestinian population down to single digits. Nobody wants continual war. They are not at a continual war. They can live in peace. On September 15th, when Donald Trump trumpeted his proudest, now this is the right of being slighting President Trump. I mean, good for him. If it makes him feel like a bigger man, good for him. Talking about how great it was and what a big deal it was, and I'm going to say it again. It was a big deal. It was the first time you pretty much had peace in the Middle East in decades. And who did it? The guy that they called a liar and a cheat and a this and a that and all that other stuff. Not how it worked. I mean, he pretty much demanded peace. President Trump did. And if Biden kept it, you know, again, they saw Biden coming in. No reason to. He's going to start funding everybody. And all heck's going to break loose. And that's exactly what happened. All right, let's switch gears. Come back to California for a little bit. The Newsom, Governor Newsom is at it again. He knows he's facing a recall. But all of a sudden, he decided, well, you know what? While that's going on, I'll go ahead and issue more stimulus checks for two-thirds of Californians. I just gave this to somebody today and said, do the math. It doesn't work. There's nothing you can do to make it work. Newsom announced Monday that the state is projected to have a $38 billion discretionary surplus at the end of 2021, and that he wants to use it to expand the state's stimulus program. He wants to send additional checks to two-thirds of California residents. In January, Newsom announced that the state expected a $15 billion surplus because it was stronger than expected revenues. Oh, come on. Revenues were down all over the place. All over the place. The recovery of the economy and the stock market meant that the state's wealthiest taxpayers paid more to the fiscal, you know, to the whole fiscal process. At that point, the governor announced the $600 Golden State stimulus for 4 million lower-income California. No, what he means is illegals. He's already said it. However, the continued recovery of the nation's economy has driven the stock market to new highs. So now our investments are going crazy. They're doing well. If they had invested in Trump, they would have been 100 times ahead. Newsom in California has a historic $75 billion surplus, tens of billions of dollars larger than the original $227 billion spending plan. The state sitting in on another $26 billion from the latest federal coronavirus relief package. All the money that they cut coming in is coming from the federal government. Otherwise, they'd be in a world of hurt. Major trouble. Just unfunded mandates alone, they were in at almost $180 million. Let that sink in. And when he talks about the $73 billion surplus, I'm not buying that sales tax. Not on your life. Sales were down. Stores were closing. People were buying as much gas. And then he was raising taxes. That easy. You don't have a lot to have to think through. $38 billion of surplus is available for discretionary spending. But is it really? What's it for? Where did it come from? We have roads that have fallen apart. We have dams that are cracking. We have some overpasses that don't even exist anymore because of the last earthquake. Newsom has done nothing to them or with them. Just crazy. Biden said that his proposal was, you know, the biggest state tax rebate, Newsom, in American history. Oh, there he goes, running for president, I guess. If this man makes it to VP or president, I'm moving to Sicily. It just shows you that people are not paying attention. They don't care. Should they care? Yeah, of course you should. Under state law, some of the surplus might have been sent back to the taxpayers. Why not do that? Wouldn't that be cool? Imagine getting some of your tax money back. No. That would set a precedent. That would mean that it actually could happen. We don't want to do that, do we? Now, the story you won't hear, the story you won't hear is that the California controller can't find the records on $320 billion in expenditures. You really can't. Now, if the IRS audits you, you know, they want to see your receipts, pay stubs, invoice. They, believe me, they want to see everything. They won't let you get away with anything. And everything better match to the T. I saw a thing pop up. You're talking about $320 billion that the controller of California doesn't know where it went, can't produce receipts for it. Help me understand. Anybody else, if this was a private company, he'd be in jail by now. Right? In 2018, the controller's office paid 49 million bills, totaling $320 billion in payments. Now, while she made the payments, she claims she cannot track the payments. But they can. It isn't that hard. They don't want to. You may find out he spent them on those very expensive dinners. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. Head up to the website, realside.com. Find out all about me and the show.